The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Good morning. It's 12 after 8. Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts in studio this morning. And you're in your very summery yellow outfit.
It is gorgeous weather out there.
Yeah, I know. You're sitting around. And a great time to be alive for sure. But here is the issue. Well, first, the good news. The good news is that in both Jackson and Josephine County, the intrusions brought for the charter changes down in flames. And so that's pretty much good.
That was great.
That was great news
for our Southern Oregon counties.
But what I would dare say, though, is that the intruders are still at work. They're very well organized, and they're continuing to come at it. And gosh, you know, everything that we're looking at right now, and the one thing I will say about the people that that wish to take over Jackson and Josephine County is that they're very organized and very good at incrementalism. And a lot of this is about getting you to take a little bit, you know, a little bit of a violation on property rights, a little bit of a shutdown of an industry, a little bit of, reducing access to whether it's mining or the rivers or boating or whatever the case might be, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. They're very patient about this, Commissioner. And I can't help but think about this. When I see the Oregon kitchen table thing, I'm going to hold it up to the Facebook Live camera. And it says, join the conversation about the Upper Rogue River. Well, normally when you hear anybody in state government in the bureaucracy talk about join a conversation, it's usually about join the predetermined consensus process where we have already determined that we're going to go in some direction and we're looking for your input so we can pretend that people have their say.
That's certainly how I see it.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. So we both see it the same way.
I've been through one of their Zoom meetings, and I don't know that people had their say. It's very limited. I believe there was 27, half of them probably state agency people and Oregon Kitchen Table people. Probably there was, I know the reporter from Rogue Valley Times was there, I was on, and maybe 12 others. They called that a large group, and they had to divide them into subgroups so everybody could have their voices heard. I said 12 citizens is a large group.
Oh, was this the Zoom meeting?
The Zoom meeting.
Oh, yeah, this was the Zoom meeting in which you can never have a meeting where you get together with everybody and you hash out ideas, right? We can't do that. No, you have to use the Delphi method, in which you slice everybody up into groups, and then you go off into your groups, and then you have your little consensus-building conversations.
I've seen that in person. I never thought it was possible on Zoom. But
oh, yeah.
They did it in Zoom, and of course, I was on an iPad, and you had
this was a meeting that the commissioners were trying to get on last
week.
I tried.
Okay. All right. You had to register to be on, and I tried to click on this globe. You had to click on a globe so you could pick English or Spanish, and without doing so, you could not be heard in the meeting. And apparently on an iPad or a phone, that icon does not work. And so they just said, Colleen, can you go to group 4? And I was kind of holding up the man. I'm going,
They kept saying, click the globe.
Click the globe. And I'm going, I'm clicking and nothing happening.
And Colleen, click the globe. We can't hear you. It's like, this is the way the state works its consensus process here to make. In fact, I can't help but that the state wants to make sure that certain conversations aren't heard here. But this is about the jet boats in the Upper Rogue,
yes.
Right?
And I just wanted to listen in. That couldn't be done. So.
But anyway, Department of State Lands, Oregon State Marine Board is involved with this, Oregon Parks and Recreation, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. But instead of them doing actual public hearings, they have the Oregon Kitchen Table, which is another consensus process. Why are we using consensus processes here for something in which agencies are supposed to be getting true public input? Because this is a fraud that they're doing right now by Oregon's Kitchen Table. There's a predetermined outcome. We're going to split you all up and divide you up. And then the state's going to do what the state wants to do, which is usually make more laws and lock up more resources.
And from what I understand, it is Oregon State Marine Board who is the determining factor about jet boats.
Jet boats on the Rogue. Yeah.
And they've brought in the other agencies and this Oregon Kitchen Table for supposedly public input. And like I say, I've only attended one. The next meeting is Thursday in Shady Cove from 6 to 8
in person. By the way, this will be an in-person meeting, but they'll probably try to get people split up here. And I would advise that people need to stand up and say, don't divide us up. We want everybody to hear. Do a true hearing, not a consensus process deal.
Yes. True transparency, Oregon Kitchen Table met with our board. That was a very concern. We said to them, how are you going to get true, meaningful public input? And they don't understand what that is, obviously. As do the other agencies, when you see the Bureau of Land Management, they do the same thing when they have the Cascade Siskiyou National Monument, the resource management plan. Everything is in stations. You don't have true, meaningful public input.
It's about divide and conquer.
It is. And then you can send a comment in, maybe. Well,
will be ignored. You know, but I'm dead serious. It's like,
but we need to send them in anyway.
Yeah, here's the issue that I would be getting at, though, is that can the county get more muscular against these intrusions of these consensus-based processes? The law in Oregon is quite clear that consensus-based processes like the Oregon Kitchen Table are illegal to use when there are other laws and other abilities to use it. Mr. X has pointed out the statutes here, such as just having a public hearing where everybody's able to come in and give their testimony and do it
for transparency and for information, especially where they're going to change a law on a river.
Yeah.
And the ultimate goal.
Well, can the county get more muscular on this?
And we are going to look at that. That's for sure. We met with them. We made our objections known there. They claim they're not a consensus-based organization.
By definition, this Oregon's Kitchen Table is a consensus-based process. If you're dividing people up into different rooms,
they didn't say they were going to do that. But okay. They did say they were going to have conversations. And say, we said, how do you get true and meaningful public input? How can you see who's having conversations that they're not? You're one-sided.
Meaningful public input is not conversations.
No.
Meaningful public input is someone gets up there and testifies for or against a position or a policy.
But they wouldn't even say at that point. I said it's either multiple use or it's not. And they go, well, we don't think we can say it that way. So, you know, the whole process, I think the process they're using, in my opinion, is flawed. And how we move forward is just starting, and how we move forward on that as a board may change.
But that needs called out, mm-hmm. and it needs called out vigorously, in my opinion. So that way the state is put on notice, because these namby-pamby divide and conquer and the lock up the river or the lock up the land or the lock up the monument or the lock up type people continue to incrementally get their way, because it is designed by people who are looking to give to make it appear like you have public input on this.
Right.
And you need real testimony.
We do need real testimony. And we need, I say, the voice of the board. We have voiced, we may move forward with a different plan, but the voice of the people is the strength, and that is, I guess, why I'm here to announce when the next meeting is on Thursday. The people come out. The opposition is there. They are organized. I mean, the opposition. The people who want to remove the jet boats are there. They're organized. And if they could remove jet boats, they can remove fly fishing. They can remove river rafting. They can remove anything they want, because in their own words, I have from Southern Oregon Land Conservancy, their dream is to have a wild and scenic Rogue River clear to the dam. And so
ultimately take the dam out too. And that's why it is so important that people get involved in this jet boat discussion, because it's not about the jet boats. It's about the incrementalism that removing the jet boats would lead to.
Exactly. And it is one step of the conservation overlay that is planned for this area. And it also removes a viable business that is legally running, that is that has passed all the, you know, the muster of running a business and authority of the state to be there, you know, because they don't want it there. So, and any private person who wants to run a jet boat as well. But it's definitely kind of aimed at that.
All right. So the alert is out on this one. It's going to be Thursday, this Thursday, 6 till 8 p.m. This is an in-person meeting at the Shady Cove Middle School Gymnasium. All right. And the point being is that if you have a dog in this fight, or any of you, if you want to stop this incrementalism, I would go there, and if they try to get people there and split them up in groups like they do in everything else, I would just rise up on your heel forward with what the folks who want to lock up everything wish to do all along. Now, if we have some problems with some interference and challenges with jet boats, that can be taken care of in other ways.
And it has been along the way, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's and I believe that company, you know, has cameras on their boat. They've done a lot of reactive thing requirements and willing efforts to stay viable on to keep their business running. But
I swear that there are people around here that are just really concerned that if someone's having business or having a good time, it must be stopped.
And a real concern in the article that was recently in the Rogue Valley Times was that our Senator Jeff Golden, he's going to listen to these conversations, and then he might propose legislation.
Of course he will.
And so there's a battle there as well.
Once again, the legislation is always an incremental taking away of access, all right?
Yeah.
So the meeting schedule here, Thursday, like I said, 6 to 8 at the Shady Cove Middle School Gym. Tuesday, next Tuesday, a week from today, 5:30 to 7:30, Tuvel State Park. That'll be in Jackson County here in Medford. Well, near Medford, I should say. And then Monday the 17th at the Jackson County Library in Medford. And so we'll get all this out here. And I think that we really need a show of force and call out this process. Call out the process. And I'm hoping that the board, you get together with the rest of the board and maybe you can come up with a... You have to be muscular against these kind of the conversations are really designed to ultimately be a dictator, or we're going to dictate the terms, essentially is really what they mean.
And we are and glad and honored to be a voice of the people. And I will say the people's voice is so powerful and strong. And we've seen it. We've saw it with wildfire mapping, which, of course, is coming again to our county.
Let's talk about that in a minute. Okay?
On June 17th. Yes.
All right.
And we saw it with. The actions, over the charter things. The voice of the people who want common sense, conservative leadership here have risen up. And I think they're amazing. And I just, that's why I'm here, just to rile people up, to come up behind us, to really make their voices heard as well.
Yeah, back the counties and the matters of county concerns, too. Well, yes. We'll return here in just a moment with Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts, this time onto the fire map. Conversation.
Okay.
All right. That'll be coming up.
Rise and shine with another ultimate breakfast experience from Artisan Bakery Cafe. You'll be wowed once again with their fresh baked croissant sandwiches. Fresh baked flaky croissants layered with your choice of ham and cheese, turkey pesto, bacon and egg, or sausage and egg. A breakfast sensation sure to give your day a jump start. Wait, there's more. Fresh baked bagel sandwiches toasted with cream cheese, bacon, egg, and cheddar. Order online at DoorDash or visit 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer.
The following preview has been rated immature for all audiences except metal roof enthusiasts and small children. In the not-too-distant sunbaked future, in a world where leafy debris and pine needles collect on unsuspecting homeowners' roofs, where just one seemingly harmless airborne ember could cause a catastrophic fire, two unassuming technicians...
He's talking about us!
...embark on an epic journey to fabricate and install fire-resistant metal roofs on Southern Oregon buildings. Heroes will rise. Fire hazards will fall.
This is awesome.
This spring, call the Metal Roofing Division at Fontana Roofing and witness the sheer...
So what do you think?
So it's like we're superhero firefighters except without the supernatural powers, form-fitting costumes, and inherent danger?
Exactly.
Can we drive big, shiny red trucks?
Maybe in the sequel.
For an epic fire-resistant roof, call Fontana Roofing's Metal Roof Division. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
The Rogue Gardener, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Gardeners start seeds indoors so that they can get a jump on the growing season. The farther north you go and where there are still gardeners, the more you're going to see people starting seeds indoors to take advantage of the benefits of the warmth, and that we can then extend the growing season by weeks and even by a month or two.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD. This is Bill Meyer. On June 1st, KCMD's format evolves to something that many have asked for, an adult classics format. Music like Tommy James and the Shondells, Elvis, Aretha, so many more. We're going to call it the Jukebox. As a bonus, the Bill Meyer Show remains on the air where it's been since 2014, morning 6 to 9. Great local talk and the music that made America great. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. The Bill Meyer Show and the Jukebox, our new station, KBXG 99.3, starting Saturday, June 1st.
The Bill Meyer Show, 106.3 KMED. 99.3 KCMD.
And like we mentioned before, people intruding into our lives here never rest. And a big part of the state issue has been involved the creation of the wildfire maps. And boy, nothing gets people riled in the rural lands faster than these wildfire programs. And the state's holding a series of open house meetings on community wildfire programs. These are the maps here, Commissioner. And Commissioner Roberts, then, are these actual hearings or are these little dog and pony shows in which predetermined outcome are going to give you the wildfire maps good and hard? I know that, you know, Ron Smith, of course, has been like a dog with a bone on this one in Joe County, too. So
when they met with our board, we...
And who is they? Which...
Oregon Department of Forestry, the whole group, the insurance commissioner, all the people, all the... individual parts of this Senate Bill 762 met with us. And so when and I met additionally with Oregon Department of Forestry representatives, I said, you know, they failed on communicating and garnering input from our community the first go round. And I said, so can we guarantee you're going to communicate and get input the second time before this wildfire mapping comes out again? And they go, well, yeah. I said, no.
Is it going to be a hearing input, or is it going to be a meeting?
We needed a meeting and a hearing to get our citizens heard, and they said, yeah, we'll make sure you get a meet, you know, get heard. Well, it's June 17th. It's an open house, little stations, just
really
ridiculous.
The same kind of predetermined outcome, consensus process, divide and conquer, rather than when people go up to the microphone and then testify.
I don't believe that is what this meeting is going to be. I was so disappointed. I have shared that with them. I just got this on Friday. So, how the meeting, the hearing's going to be, but it will not be a public hearing as I felt like they promised us or promised, they said, I pushed for that our citizens' input would be heard. And I don't know if the meaning of public input has lost its way to the state or where the divide has happened, because meaningful public input, one, is powerful. I think they recognize it, and they're trying to
avoid it. They're trying to avoid meaningful public input.
Yes.
They don't want people testifying. They want you getting together in your little Delphi meetings, and you get divided and conquered, and you have a conversation with one another instead of testifying either for or against a state policy.
Well, you'll have a little station for your insurance concerns, and you're going to have a little station for defensible space concerns, and you'll have a little station for probably for your... I don't know what else they have to offer, but anyway, I didn't put it together, nor did our county.
Okay.
We had nothing to do with that.
And we'll
I'm
have a
so
little
unhappy.
Section in which we can show you how to sell your property and move to Idaho once we've made it next to impossible for you to live on your land here.
Except you can't insure it, so you won't be able to sell it either.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you can give it away to the...
That's right.
All right. I'm being really sarcastic about this. So
it's frustrating.
Is this something that we can count on then? Can the board get together? I mean, I'm asking for the board... Yeah, I would ask for the Josephine County Board to do the same thing here. Both Jackson and Josephine County get involved and call out these fraudulent, in my opinion, processes in which we have meetings instead of testimony for hearings, not public meetings, public hearings, where people go up and they contribute and their opinions on it. And yeah, it's long, it's messy. But it's necessary. And this is a big thing that they're trying to do to make it next to impossible. This is another gift from Senator Jeff Golden, you know, the gift that keeps on giving.
It is a Senate bill that they are directed to respond to. The public hearing or public meeting I thought that they had offered was not out of demand from the state. I thought it was out of request we had made, and they agreed to. And I don't know if there's any requirement. They have a public hearing on it.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate, once again. We're just going to be told what's going to happen to us,
if the state's going to tell us what they're going to
send me an email.
Okay, send me an email then about this is what we're going to do for you. Oh, by the way, you people on the rural lands, screw you, move out. Oh, wait a minute, you can't sell it either because you can't get insured. I have to tell you, the counties in Jackson and Josephine need to call this process out. Just because there's a law doesn't mean there shouldn't be public input. I mean, because I'll bet you they didn't do a lot of public input when it came time to pass Golden's fire map bill. You know, just I'm sorry to be a little, you know, toasty about this, but
they didn't the first go round. I mean, we put public comment along the way. Our board did. I don't know what they received from the public. We had no public hearings here. I felt our citizens had no real avenue to speak on it, as the state realized it. That's why they pulled it back. And they said, well, we'll do a better job next time.
But it looks like they're reworking it and then just resubmitting the same sausage.
Exactly. Right? I said that to the Oregon Department of Forestry on Friday. We'll see what the response is, see if they want to change their tune. I'll bring it to my board as soon as I hear back from them.
Okay, I know you have to go there in just a few minutes. You got your morning meeting,
yeah,
so I've got to cut you loose here pretty soon.
Yeah, lot of moving parts, a lot of big disappointment in what the state is doing. We're trying to address it best we can. And the final thing is the resource management plan on the Cascades History National Monument. They've had their public hearings. Public comment is still open on their website. There, you can click on, and if you don't, all you want is KS Wild making their recommendations on how our public lands can be used, then you cannot look into it. But if you want your comment included, go in and do a little research. We're getting a presentation today at our board meeting at 9 from the Bureau of Land Management, first one we've had in well over a year, on this issue. So you can tune into our meeting. Maybe it'll help you make a comment. We'll hope to get our questions answered. And I know the cattlemen, I'd met with a few of them from the Cattlemen Association, and they are very concerned about what private lands and access to them and grazing rights and many issues in the alternatives offered need to be addressed. So more to come on that one. But July 5th is the deadline for public comment on that one.
All right. Could you give me the information on how to post that again? Where
I sure
go?
Will. I'll send
okay.
it to you.
All right. So we'll get that up on my show blog on KMED.com.
Lots of homework today.
Oh, man. So you thought that it was just going to be, okay, we need to turn back the county charter issues, and then we can go to sleep for the summer. Oh, no. They're coming at you with jet boats and lock up rivers, even though, hey, maybe there is an issue that needs to be taken care of, but that can be done other ways, okay?
Yes.
So we got the lock up. We've got the fire map, and now we have the Cascades-Siskiyou Monument Resource Management Plan, which, and if you want the KS Wild to be the determinant factor on how everything, you know, if we turn everything over to the management by gangrene, well then.
That's what we'll get.
And your silence is your consent, okay? We'll get all three up there. Commissioner, pop a little note on that.
And
yes. I'll be back, all right?
Gotta thank get to, you.
Gotta
thanks
get
so
your
much.
Meeting.
We'll be back and
yikes.
Give you an update.
Advantage of great savings on air conditioning diagnostics and system charges now through the end of summer. American Rancher Garage wants to keep you cool, arrive on time, and save some money doing it. Call now and book an appointment at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Well, that conversation with Commissioner Roberts certainly got me awake after no sleep last night with Chester. 2:30, scratch, scratch, scratch. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Mr. X is back here. Ed, we have three different types of consensus process BS being thrown at us this morning here in Southwest Oregon, huh? Imagine that that gave you some pause, didn't it?
I got to tell you, Bill, it is just an example of we get hit and hit and hit. And all of these are just intrusions. And you look at it and you talk about fire mapping, right? Well, the entire concept has to be broken down to a very simplistic form. Why do they want to have fire mapping?
Okay. Well, they want to have fire mapping to ultimately get you out of the forest, ultimately.
Well, it's to allow for one concept and one concept only. And they have a belief that fire should be done on a landscape level. Okay, and it should be across jurisdiction, across property lines, across this, across that. We've allowed these people to come into property rights areas that they don't have any right to be in. Okay, this is a policy, and policy is not law. The idea that you can dictate to someone how they're going to burn through your property. We used to have a concept of let's protect our property, let's do whatever. The biggest example of this, there was a guy down in Phoenix that saved talent actually. He saved his house where the others burned around him. He got out there with a power washer and basically put out the embers as they hit. And in the neighborhood, there was many homes lost. He saved his own home. But the reality to it is, how did he do that? Through common sense. And the reality we have to look at is how these intrusions manifest themselves. So you take the concept of landscape scale burning, okay, so that we can restore the forest to pre-white settlement conditions.
I want something. I wanted to bring this up. There was an article in the Rogue Valley Times. Did you see this one about agencies are coming around to indigenous knowledge about wildfires? Yeah. Did you see that one? By chance?
That is the biggest crock. The only historical reference that I ever found through years of research on this, Bill, was there was a tribe up in the Willamette area that did burn some areas for travel in and out so they could go hunting. Okay, and they did it during the wet season. Okay, and this idea that, I heard somebody attended a meeting over here in Ashland a year ago, and there was an indigenous lady there. And she's, I remember my grandmother taught me about how we used to care for the land by burning. And I said, well, how old was the lady? And she says, what do you mean? I said, how old was the lady talking? Well, she was 50 years old. And, well, how old was her grandmother? That means her grandmother was alive during the 1970s. And farmers all across this country used to burn their lands every year. Every year. But the people concerned with the environment, the pollution of the smoke, said, no, 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 you can't do that anymore. We don't want these fires. And all of a sudden, now 20 years later, 30 years later, now it's, we have to burn through your property. Well, nobody is prepared for the understanding.
Well, the understanding of what would actually happen. It's almost like they're taking, in fact, maybe this is how we should start referring to this, because this is obviously coming from the liberal point of view. It's Dances with Wolves arson, is essentially what they're... It's like, maybe if you really want to make some money down here in Southwest Oregon, you'll call yourself Dances with Wolves Prescribed Burners, Inc., right? That kind of thing?
Well, the reality to it all, Bill, it shouldn't be called a wildfire plan. It should be called a prescribed fire plan, because that's the reality. This is all boils down to that aspect of it. Now, I'm gonna tell you a couple of things about the consensus process. We go to the river. The river is considered a highway, okay? Now, you look at the idea, and I don't necessarily think that the jet boats, I don't totally agree with them. I don't go on them. Mm-hmm. But the reality is we have a segment of the economy that relies upon, you were talking about it early, tourism. And now they want to squash
Yeah, they want to squash that too, all right? Ed, I don't have a lot of time here. We're near the end of the show. We might just have to talk with you about that more on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Sounds like you got a couple boulders there. But in response to the consensus process, these Delphi meetings that the state, the Marine Board, the ODF, and everybody else is trying to foist upon us, how do we call that out effectively? And then I'll have to cut you off, okay?
Effectively, Bill, I'm going to say this, okay? The consensus process uses a Delphi meeting where they present you the predetermined outcomes only based upon certain selections. We have to fight that aspect of it, okay? We have to make the right comment. And the right comment is in the law. 192.620 in the Oregon Revised Statutes. The Oregon form of government requires an informed public aware of the deliberations and decisions of governing bodies and the information upon which such decisions were made. Now, you look at that, the intent, and this is right out of the law, Bill. This is right off the page. It is the intent of ORS 192.610 to 192.690 that decisions of governing bodies be arrived at openly. Okay, that's the reality to this. So what we got to do then is go again to the law, 183.502 of the Oregon Revised Statutes. Explains the actual illegal use of the consensus process. And I look at it as making war on the people. And it, the way that it says it, authority of agencies to use alternative means of dispute resolution programs unless otherwise prohibited by law. Well, the river is protected by law. They don't have any reason to be there having this stuff.
Okay.
And it's called the kitchen table democracy. It should be called the kitchen table republic because we have a representative republic.
All right. So thank you very much for those two laws. I'll put them in my blog comment today. We might have to have you talk about that further, okay? Thank you, Ed. Let me go to line three. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Hello?
Hey, Bill. This is Dwayne Yunker.
Hey, Dwayne. How are you? Welcome.
Good. You had the most hilarious segment with Seligman.
Yeah, with Seligman? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, the guy is very delusional on how government works in Oregon. And his false claims about the homeless and Grants Pass. Obviously, he doesn't understand we're in a court case with a federal injunction that mandates the city of Grants Pass what they can do and can't do. And then we have attorneys that are advising us of what we shouldn't do and not do until the court case is over with.
So it is kind of what I presumed was going on is that you want to hold back until we get a Supreme Court decision, essentially, on this case, right? Do we get a... Right.
Yeah, you could be doing something that's not gonna that the court's gonna say doesn't work, or it's not, you know, you still gotta do something else. It's you know, there's so many rumors about what the council or whatever doing, but there's, you know, we have so many lawyers involved with this case, and we need to listen to our lawyers like any good, you know, person would do, and wait till the court case is over with, and. You know, people trying to like, well, what, you're Medford's doing this or Ashland's doing this. But that doesn't work for City of Grants Pass. We have a federal injunction on us here in the City of Grants Pass. And you know what? Hopefully we'll know something in the end of the next month.
All right. Certainly will. I appreciate you responding to that. And we'll be in touch here, Dwayne. We'll have to give you a bite of the apple, too. All righty?
I'm sure we'll talk, Bill. Thank you.
All right. State Representative Dwayne Yunker, also City Councilor Dwayne Yunker. Let me grab one more here. Hi, who's this? Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, it's Steve in Medford.
Steve, fire away.
Just to boil this down, this is capitalism versus communism, and the communists have gotten a lot of control over what goes on and not allowing the invisible hand to work. And, you know, that goes back to Adam Smith, but they want to tell us what to do, and we have to accept it or not. And so what you're saying is exactly right. We have to fight this every way that we possibly can.
I appreciate the call, as always. Thank you very much, Wild Salmon. And we keep the Wild Salmon and keep a wild citizenry, too, for that matter, okay? Thank you for the call. It is 12 before 9 at KMED, KCMD.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicle,
project.org/combatstigma.
Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
8:51. Open for business. Charisse is here from No Wires. Gosh, we haven't talked to you for about a month. You've been... What, just gone? You've been out partying, Charisse? Welcome back.
Yeah, I kind of have been. I've been in Vegas for 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
I just got back.
Uh-oh.
But it was for, it was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. So I was there for business.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there like a get-together for like a dish? Because I know you're the Dish premier local retailer here, you know, in Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we spent 4 days at our Dish convention. And then I got to go to the Sphere, which is so amazing, Bill. If you ever get a chance, you got to go check it out.
Is that the big eyeball? The big eyeball thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's 16K resolution, where we only get 4K on our cell phones and our TV. So it was the most amazing experience.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, you know, the Hollywood actors and actresses are not going to like a 16K resolution, because then you'll be able to see absolutely every wrinkle, every pimple, every in super high definition. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, unless you're perfect, huh?
Well, this is different. This is like more concert style.
Oh.
You know, I don't know if TVs will ever be 16K, but maybe someday.
Yeah, it could be.
But I went and saw the Grateful Dead. It was so awesome. Oh, my gosh.
You went and saw the Grateful Dead? What was that, a film or what?
Yeah.
Really?
So it was John Mayer and the Dead End Company. And they performed. I got floor seats. I got to dance around. And then.
Okay. Now, did you act like the typical drunk hippie chick that, you know, twirling around in front of the stage like they used to do? On the great.
You know, it was so amazing. Yes, kind of. But all these hippies were rich.
It started off as hippies, and now it's like it's the elite, the wealthy elite, the same type of people that go to Burning Man, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh. No, I think these people are older. I think Burning Man's younger, like 20s, 30s. Like, this was like 70-year-olds. I was like the youngest person there. It was so fun.
So you were the kid at the Grateful Dead show. All right.
Yes.
All right. Now, I don't want to burn up all your daylight here. I just had to ask since you were in Vegas here. Here at NoWiresNow.com, which, of course, is on Biddle Road in Medford, but you serve all over Southwest Oregon, even parts of Northern California, too, saving people on Internet and on Dish and on all sorts of ways to keep you entertained. And I'm kind of curious, so what are your best deals going on right now that you want to make sure people know about, huh?
Free cell phone service.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying too much money through Verizon, AT&T, I can get you Verizon or AT&T for as low as $25 a line.
Wow.
Verizon's offering one line free.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have the Spectrum cable bundle, you're the ones that need to call me. If you have their TV, their internet, their home phone, and your bill's over $200, I can switch your TV service to Dish or Direct. And then you can keep your Spectrum internet, and I'll help you lower the bill and get you free cell phone service. So I save the average person $100 to $200 a month,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's a lot of money. And you don't have to call a 1-800 number. You can come right into my store and sit down and face-to-face with me, and I'll help you save money.
Okay. All right. And like we always say, restrictions apply. You know, get in touch with No Wires Now to find out more about all the various different offers. And by the way, the internet is not provided by Dish, too, if I understand correctly, right?
Right. I offer Spectrum, CenturyLink, and I offer the new Juniper 3 satellite internet for people that live out in the country.
What is that like? Does that work pretty well for people?
Yeah. If you don't have kids that are gaming, yes, it's great. I mean, it's $65 a month. The installation's free. It's a 2-year commitment, but for $65 high-speed internet, it's not $120 a month like Starlink is.
All right. What is your best deal on Dish right now if you're looking to save money there?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. So free installation, free equipment. If you're getting the people are calling. If you're getting the $500 Visa gift card in the mail, act now on that. I heard they're going away. So if you got those $500 gift cards in the mail, call me. Don't call that 1-800 number on the card on the paper. That is not me. You'll get someone in another country, and they will not lower your internet, and they will not take your equipment back for free like I do.
All right. 541. By the way, you can call or text message Charisse right now at No Wires Now. 541-680-5875. 541-680-5875. Call or text message, and then become a client. And in fact, you also take back, not only do you have a family offer here with the installation. The family comes over. You know, Kyle, your hubby, takes care of these installs and such. But you take the old equipment back and take it back. And so that is really good, too. Really helps save a lot of time.
Yeah, I do. Lots of extra things. So if you come in now, I have swag from Vegas. I have tons of cool stuff to give away. If you come in the store, I'll give you something cool.
All right. And if you ask nicely, maybe this will show you the video of you twirling at the Grateful Dead show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got some great videos.
NoWiresNow.com. You can find out more. NoWiresNow. Call or text Charisse right now, 541-680-5875, and she'll help you save money, okay? The other thing I was going to mention is where's your bricks and mortar store here in Southern Oregon, too?
I'm on Biddle Road in Medford, 1560 Sweet B. I'm next to Cigar Cave, Boost Mobile, and I'm open from like 10 to 3 today.
Okay, very good.
So if you can come in today, great. I'll be open until Friday. Call me or text me. You can text me a copy of your bill, and I'll like text you back, hey, I can lower it down to this, you know.
So, all right.
You know, I can do stuff like that, too.
All right. Yeah, give her a shot at that. Thanks so much, Charisse.
Okay.
Keep twirling.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
I will.
It's 8:57.
Service is the difference with Sweetwater Sanitation.
It's 8:58 and change. Of course, we have Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins coming up here in just a moment. That's always a good conversation with them. Getting back. Reverend David writes me this morning, an email of the day brought to you by Dr. Steve Nelson in Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Well, you wait crowns. Wow, they got an in-house lab for most of their crowns. Boy, it works really, really well.